Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Tebe.
Afternoon to you, my brother. How are you?
Siyaphila Mfundisi, how are you doing?
No need to complain.
Yeah, doesn't help to complain, man. We gotta just we just gotta forge on, man, and do what we gotta do, and God will be on our side, eh?
Thank you.
Now we're crossing the halfway mark of our special 5-6 part series on navigating the beautifully complex world of blended families, and we're stepping right into the absolute biggest household battleground. Last week we spoke about discipline. We're probably going to be going to that. Also, roles and notorious step parent trap, as they call it. And so, the question that we are answering today, and perhaps going forward, but simple but loaded: who actually gets to make the rules? How do you transition from the cool adult friend into an authority figure without starting a civil war in your own living room? How do you handle the unspoken elephant in the room? Favoritism. And what happens when the biological bonds clash with the step relationships? Well, it's a difficult one. Man, what is? Now, last weekend, in fact, the past 2 weeks, we did speak about, about the first, we talked about how when these guys get together, they've got to come to a person like yourself for counseling and, to realize exactly what they're doing, because sometimes they are drunk in love and you've got to wake them up from that drunkenness and bring them to reality. And after that, of course, there must be decisions. What's going to happen? Where are we going to live? And who's going to be part of this relationship? What happens to the children? And of course, we touched on discipline. And I really want us to go back into just a little bit onto that one, step parenting. It's a difficult one. Now, these children have unfortunately lost their parent through either a divorce or a loss of a loved one. And there's a new person in the space of their parent who now has to play a part. And of course, you did say that at some point that children have got to also be part of this. They must be introduced to the partner when things are getting more serious. And so let's know what they are thinking and all of that. But hey, there's a deeper world there. Discipline. Step parenting. Now, please talk to us about this, because I think this is a very critical stage in this union.
Right. Thank you very much, Brother Malwad. You know, the issue of discipline is not only an issue for blended families. It is an issue just to a normal relationship or home.
Yeah.
Where both parents are biological parents to this child.
Mm.
There are different styles of discipline.
Yeah.
But it becomes more complicated when it is blended family. Because with blended families, you need to treat this child as somebody else's child.
Mm.
It's like meeting some child in some school, and this child is doing something, and as a parent, you are looking at this and you're like, this child is not supposed to be doing this, and he needs to be punished for this. But the first thing in your mind will be, what if my action will be wrong? What if the biological parent sees me, and what will that parent think? What will be in the mind of a child when a stranger comes and reprimands this child? It's the same with blended families. You must always keep in mind that this is not my child. Tough as it is, but you must make peace to the fact that this is not my child. Number two, this child, if you remember last time, we spoke about discussing the styles of parenting and discussing the styles of discipline. So now you are aware, because if you already you've moved in the house, all of you, that means at least you've got an idea as to how is this child being disciplined by a biological parent before you met. So you have that background. So what you do, you treat this child like a stranger.
Okay.
So you don't go beyond. You don't become a parent. Mm. You just become an adult.
Oh, okay.
So what you do, you just speak to a child like an adult. Mm. Try to show the child what you're doing is wrong. Don't do it. You're not supposed to do it. And if the child speaks back, then that's where you need to realize that, okay, we are now moving to a step of a parent. Then I'm not a parent. Mm-hmm. So mine is to say, okay, the reason I'm talking to you about this is because of A, B, C, and D. But if you don't see it this way, it's okay. That's the tough pill to swallow. Mm. Because this child is in your house. And you are the head of the family. Mm. But what you must always keep in mind, you are the head of the family, but you are not the father. Mm. So those are the two things that they must always run parallel in your mind when you are in a blended family. That there's a thin line. And once you cross that line, you might lose this child forever. Mm. So you need to find a way of saying every time, I am an adult. I am an adult. I'm not a parent. I am an adult. So you will talk to a child as if you are a teacher at school, but not a parent at home. Until you build a rapport with the child. And then you see that, okay, now our relationship is at the stage where I can be a parent to a child. Then you can then start talking about discipline. That's how it goes with blended family, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's not easy. It's not easy because, you know, there are instances where the child really will struggle accepting this new parent.
Yeah.
And the minute you are trying, because I understand that at some point you probably build a rapport. Are there instances where that rapport is actually never built?
Yes, there are. There are until that child leaves home.
Ooh.
Until that child is 18. You meet the mother when the boy is 7.
Goodness.
So you are praying for 11 years that this child, I'll wait. At least I've got 11 years to go.
How does this affect the general relationship then?
Your responsibility, you must always assume the responsibility of being an adult. So you give direction as to which direction this relationship will take as an adult. Mm. So if a child is moody, the child does this, find a way of winning the child, regardless. So because all you want is to win this boy or this girl. So your responsibility is to always, always be an adult in how you respond and how you do things. Have this in mind. I want to win this child over. Mm, and that's my mission.
You know,
so sometimes if you just have to let go of other stuff. Whereas you know that as a parent, there's no way that this boy will talk to me like this. Mm. But you have to swallow it and try and talk to the child as an adult. I want to emphasize this. Don't talk to a child as a parent. You're not the parent. You are just a stranger. You are just a guy who fell in love with my mother. So that's it. I have a father who can tell me what to do, not you.
You're not my father. You're not my mother.
Exactly. So that's a tough one.
It's a tough one. It's not easy at all. Now, you know, children actually can push boundaries. Especially when they get to some teenage years where they're going to start doing some things and knowing that there's nothing you're going to do. You're not my dad. You're not my mom. And at that time, you are very tempted. But then the partner says, but that's my child. You don't do that to my child.
Yeah.
The biological parent of this, remember there's two of you in the relationship. Now, there is one who is a biological parent to the child. What are some of the things that they would have to let go of so that they allow discipline to actually take place? Because people are quite tempted at many times to actually say, no, don't talk like that to my child, or don't do that. Why would you beat up my child? I suppose there are certain things that the biological parent would then have to do in this situation for the sake of the relationship. Or is it the priority is the child and then come the relationship?
You know, when it comes to that, you must always take cue from a biological parent. Always listen to what the biological parent is saying.
Okay.
If the biological parent says, don't hit my child, don't. No matter the temptation, don't. Because if you touch, remember, now if you touch that child would be my child. So the tone changes.
Yeah.
So it will be now you guys will be in a different position where now the biological parent have to take the side of a child. Now you find yourselves choosing sides. I have to step in for my son. This is my child, and this child depends on me. So what happens is that when the parents start talking like that, respect that. And sometimes that kind of behavior is sometimes a red flag. Sometimes it's a sign to say to you, listen, just make peace. This one you will never win. Focus on your relationship with your spouse and let this relationship with this boy or this girl just moves as if it does not exist, but it exists in the house. Just understand that the child will only submit to the rules of the house, but not from your rules. So the rules of the house will be both parents sitting down the children. The time for you to get home is 7. Yeah, we switch off the phones at this time. Those are the house rules. But the parent rules are different than that. So you need to understand those rules. And then even if the child breaks the house rules, the first person to respond when it comes to discipline should be a biological parent. And it is at this point where children take advantage of that.
Yes, man, they could get, because now you bind the weak, man.
Yes. you're like looking at this boy doing this thing and like, hey, young man, I'll look for your mother, otherwise, yo. So that's how it is. You can't do anything. But indirectly, you are sending a message to the son or to this child that I can't do anything. So you are free to do as you please because your mother is not here. And they say that and they take advantage of that. Now, it's difficult to convince a biological parent about that behavior because when the biological parent comes, the child just switches and becomes someone else. And you're like, you are telling a lie. So you need to have these discussions as a couple. That listen, I need you to look into this. I'm not fighting, and I'm not starting a fight, but look at this behavior. This is our child. Because when you talk to a biological parent, you must always include yourself so that the biological parent can see that you have interest. Never say there's a problem with your child. No, talk about our son. We need to deal with what is happening to our son because the side effects to this are A, B, C, and D. But I need you to take a lead on this. But as much as you take a lead, always give a hint to a child that I am also here and I'm an adult. And they must listen to what I say. So for as long as the child rides on that, you have nothing to do except to pray that the years run very fast and then this child leaves home. Sometimes you just have to make peace. Some things will never change. Remember, some kids are angry based on what happened to their biological parent who is not here. They are angry at you. Sometimes they are angry at how you talk to their mother. Sometimes they are angry at how you love their mother. The kind of love, you're suffocating their mother. They've never seen this. It's new. So you need to understand that anything that you do is foreign to them. So if you love him, if you love him more, it's like you're proving a point that your dad did not do a good job. So if you love her less, it's like you, why are you here? My mom deserves better. So you need to understand that some relationships will never grow. You'll never have a rapport. All you need to do is find a way to live in peace under the same roof.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's not easy. It's not easy. So this the so-called step-parent trap, is it really about exactly that?
Yes, it's exactly that. It's like you feel that your dreams are just gone because you when you were a young person, you had this mind, you had this dream in mind that in my house these are the rules, this is how I'll treat my children, and based on how I was raised, this is what I will do. And then you get married, and it's the opposite. Now you are suffocating there because all what you wanted for your house, you can't do it. You know, are also a stranger in your own house.
You know, Pastor,
someone else is making rules in your own house.
Man. Do you know, Pastor, I'm not sure, but we've got 2 minutes to go. I'm not sure how will then the health of the relationship would be like, because I suppose because in a situation like this, then, you know, celebrations, you know, like birthdays, like anniversaries, like all the nice things. You probably, as a parent who's not biological, will be tempted to exclude this person, this child, because now we're going to be going, for instance, to a very beautiful restaurant that is quite exclusive and quite an experience. But you're thinking, loga behavior and some shia. And of course, you feel justified that, you know, let's just leave these children. Let's go and enjoy us by ourselves. So wouldn't that create some kind of a resentment in the relationship against, especially a child who's unruly?
If you are not matured, remember when we started our conversation, we said you need to have a relationship with Christ.
Yes.
Number two, you need to be matured enough to understand that you are an adult.
I see.
So whatever that you do, you must lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen White, when she speaks about this in her book, Adventist Home, under the theme parenting, she says, as a step-parent, you should love the step-child more than your children. What she's saying is that you should be the one who remembers the birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the ones who make sure that when it's soccer game, you are there. You celebrate. You send a WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
When the child has done something great, you send a WhatsApp. When they have done something wrong, you just send a message that encourages the child. No, it's okay. There's always a next time. So what you are doing, you are extending love, so that this child can say that, ah, this guy is nice. Let me give him a chance. But if you don't get that, still, don't change. Because your responsibility and your duty is to be an adult in this relationship. Because as an adult, you need to show this child the way and how to live. Remember, the way we do things in our homes, we're molding characters. So when they see the way I respond, they take that and they live with it. You don't know what they will do with their own children based on what they saw on you.
Favoritism is normally an issue with parenting, even if the parents are both biological.
Yep.
What happens in a setup where it is now blended families? Because if you are now, you quoted a scripture from Ellen White saying that you've got to love this child more than yours, your biological child. Isn't that favoritism right there? And wouldn't your own biological child take offense to this?
Remember, your biological child knows you.
Mm.
And they've spent time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they know the kind of a person you are.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see you doing this, it's not something that is foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
They see you extending the love to this new child, the same love that they are used to.
Mm.
But remember, to this child, it feels new.
Mm-hmm.
So to this child, it feels like I'm being loved more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only the child who feels that he is being loved more. But on your side, you know that this is how I do things.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I take care of my own. So that one, it makes you not to fall in a trap of having your own favorites in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you cannot run away from it.
Mm.
Sometimes it happens that this child, you've got a soft spot because of the character and the personality of a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we treat our children differently. But we must always watch that we don't cross the line where the other children will feel that, no, this one is more important than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. Lastly, Mfundisi, before I let you go. Now, in instances where children complain, they come to you and they said, Mom and Dad, we're not happy about how you are treating us. You seem to be giving more attention to this one and not giving attention to this one. That's one. So they're complaining. Or they come to you and say, but when this one has gone to their own biological father outside of this family, you guys seem to be treating him better when he comes back.
Mm.
What do you do then as the parents?
All right. I always encourage family meetings.
Mm.
Informal family meetings where you talk about where you come from,
mm-hmm.
how things have been in your past home
mm-hmm.
with your parents, so that these children, they get to understand each other. Mm-hmm. So how things are, how they are treated. Sometimes you are soft to this one because of the background.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this child was abused, so you are being kind and soft so that this child can at least find her feet and understand that our love is not because of we want to do harm to you. So you go an extra mile.
Hmm.
So what happens is that you should be grateful when they say, we need to talk,
mm-hmm.
or when they start talking. Most of the parents, they miss that opportunity.
Yeah.
Most of the time, especially we as Black people, we always say, Auntie Nabanoan, I don't talk to children.
Mm-mm.
But that's the best time when a child starts a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that you can do in that situation is to be honest. Tell the truth. Because at that time, when they ask you, they are being honest. And it's something that they will hold for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, they will remind you, but that's not what you said. You remember, we asked you about this, but you told us this, so you lied.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always important to give them the truth at the time. Tell them the truth. No, the reason why you are doing this is because of, you remember, when your sister, every time when she goes there, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So please, let us all make sure that when she comes back, so you include them.
I see.
So that they see why this behavior. So that you just the two of you as a parent.
Yes.
But now the entire family, now you carry each other's burdens.
Mm.
You carry each other's love and celebrate each other's achievements.
Mm.
So you are all involved. Then they will respect you guys.
Difficult terrain, I must say. It truly needs people who are truly, truly mentally mature and truly who mean business when they say they love the other party. Otherwise, this would completely fail the relationship right at the issue of stepchildren. Man, for this, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always a pleasure talking to you. We'll connect with you same time next week.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you for this. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.